Hi, I'm Rayan. Today I'm going to tell you my story, but before I continue, please like, share, and subscribe to hear more stories like this. I still remember the exact moment my father decided I wasn't worth the air I breathed. I was 18, report card in hand, knees shaking as I stood in front of his polished oak desk, the smell of his expensive cologne mixed with the sharp sting of bourbon in the air. Another D in math? Darian didn't even look up from his paperwork. His voice was calm, which was worse than yelling. Explain to me how you're this stupid. I swallowed hard. I'm trying. The numbers just, they don't stick. Maybe if I had a tutor. A tutor? He finally looked at me, lips curled. You think I'm wasting more money on you? Kyle's 12 and already in advanced classes. What's your excuse? Kyle. My perfect half-brother. The one who got the hugs, the praise, the you'll take over the business one day speeches. Meanwhile, I got useless, whispered behind my back at family dinners. I don't have one, I muttered. Damn right you don't. He tossed the report card into the trash. Pack your things. You've got a week to find somewhere else to live. My stomach dropped. What? You heard me. You're an adult now. Go be one. Where am I supposed to go? My voice cracked. Not my problem. He picked up his pen again. If you were worth keeping, you'd have figured it out by now. 10 years later, I wiped grease off my hands and smirked at the 67 Mustang purring in front of me. My shop, Ray's Restorations, was small but mine, built from nothing. You gonna stare at it all day, or are we test driving this thing? Marcos, my best friend and only employee, tossed me the keys. Oh, we're test driving it, I said. But you're paying for the speeding ticket. The bell over the door chimed, and there he was, Darian. Older, grayer, but still in a suit that cost more than my first car. His eyes flicked over the shop like he was inspecting a landfill. Rayan, he forced a smile. You look... well. Marcos stiffened beside me. Who's the suit? My father, I said flatly. Ah. Marcos wiped his hands on his jeans and extended one. Marcos, the guy who helped your kid not starve after you ditched him. Darian ignored his hand. I'd like to speak to my son alone. Nah, Marco said. See, in real family, you don't get to disappear for a decade and then demand private chats. Darian's jaw twitched. Rayan, please. I exhaled. 5 minutes. Marcos muttered bad idea but walked out back. Darian cleared his throat. I've missed you. I barked a laugh. Bull, what do you want? He hesitated, then sighed. Kyle's sick. My chest tightened. How sick? Liver failure. He needs a transplant. I stared at him. And? You're a match. The silence was so thick I could hear the clock ticking. Let me get this straight, I said slowly.
Mr. Monopoly here. Monopoly is back at McDonald's. Register in the McDonald's app so you're ready to...
get your bag!
2 ways to peel for a chance to...
get your bag!
Physical peels with select items and digital peels with others to...
get your bag!
Play Monopoly at McDonald's. Ba-da-ba-ba-ba.
No purchase necessary. See rules at playatmcd.com for full details and amoe.playatmcd.com to play without purchase. Ends November 23rd, but bonus play ends November 2nd. Monopoly is a registered trademark of Hasbro. Copyright McDonald's.
You kicked me out for being a waste, ignored me for 10 years, and now you're here because you need a piece of me? It's not like that, he snapped. Then what's it like? You owe me? I laughed, hard. I owe you? For what? The childhood trauma? His face darkened. I gave you a roof over your head. Until you didn't. I stepped closer. Get out. He left, but not before hissing, you'll regret this. The second the door shut, Marcos reappeared. So, liver donation, huh? Yeah. I picked up a wrench, gripping it until my knuckles turned white. Guess I'm not useless after all. Marcos grinned. Oh, this is gonna be fun. And just like that, the game began. The second Darian's car disappeared down the street, Marcos let out a low whistle. Damn, that man's got some nerve. I tossed the wrench onto the workbench with a loud clang. You think that's nerve? Watch this. He'll be back. Probably with some sob story about how family sticks together. Marcos leaned against the Mustang, arms crossed. So what's the play? Tell him to screw off again? I wiped my hands on a rag, thinking. Nah, if I say no outright, he'll just guilt trip me through Aunt Sylvia or some other relative. Better to let him think he's winning, then rip the rug out. Marcos grinned. You're evil. I love it. Sure enough, 3 days later, Darian returned. This time he brought coffee, fancy stuff, the kind he used to drink while lecturing me about my lack of ambition. I thought we could talk like adults, he said, sliding a cup toward me. I took it but didn't drink. Funny. You didn't think I was an adult when you threw me out? He sighed, like he was the one being patient. Rayan, I made mistakes. But this isn't about us. It's about Kyle. He's dying. And you're his only hope. I raised an eyebrow. No other matches? No donor list? Just me? The doctor said family is the best chance. Huh. I set the cup down. Must be rough realizing the kid you called useless is the only one who can save your golden boy. His jaw tightened. I didn't come here to fight. I came to ask for your help. I pretended to think about it. Fine, I'll get tested. His eyes lit up. Really? Yeah, but on one condition. Name it. I want to see Kyle first. Talk to him, man to man. Darian hesitated. Why? Because if I'm going to risk my life for him, I want to know who he really is. He didn't like it, but he nodded. Fine, tomorrow. The hospital. The second he left, Marcos popped out from the back office. Okay, what's the real plan? I smirked. Kyle's a spoiled brat. If his liver's failing, it's not some tragic accident. It's because he's been living like a frat boy on Dad's dime. I need proof. And how do we get that? You still got that buddy at St. Mary's? The nurse? Marcos grinned. Oh, this is gonna be good. The next day, I walked into Kyle's hospital room. He looked like hell. Yellowish skin, dark circles under his eyes. But the second he saw me, he sneered. Wow, the prodigal son returns. I shoved my hands in my pockets. Hey, little brother, miss me? Like a toothache. He coughed, then reached for a glass of water. Dad said you might help. Guess even losers get lucky sometimes. I chuckled. Still charming as ever. Why are you here? Curiosity. Wanted to see what kind of guy drinks himself into liver failure before 30. His face flushed. Screw you, it's genetic. Really? I tilted my head. Because the nurse said your charts list alcoholic cirrhosis. That's not genetic, Kyle. That's you being an idiot. He slammed the water glass down. You don't know anything. I know Dad's been covering for you, just like always. I leaned in. Tell me, how many second chances did you get before your liver quit? 5? 10? He looked away. That's what I thought. Darian walked in then, frowning at the tension. Everything okay? Kyle forced a smile. Just catching up. I patted his shoulder, hard enough to make him wince. Yeah, real heartwarming. Then I turned to Darian. I'll do the blood test, but no promises. His shoulders relaxed. Thank you. Back at the shop, Marcos had news. Got the records. Kyle's been in and out of rehab twice. Dad paid to keep it quiet. And get this, his fiancée Lena, she just found out how bad it is. I grinned. Perfect. So what now? Now, I said, we throw a family dinner. Marcos blinked. Why? Because nothing ruins a man's life like the truth, in front of an audience. He raised his coffee in a toast. To revenge. To karma. And just like that, the trap was set. I sent out the invites myself, Darian, Kyle, Aunt Sylvia, and Kyle's fiancée, Lena. Family dinner, I called it, a chance to make things right. The restaurant was nice, not too fancy, but the kind of place where Sylvia could pretend we were still a respectable family. Lena showed up first, her smile tight. Rayan, Kyle didn't mention you two were close. We're not, I said. But blood's blood, right? She gave me a look like she knew this was a trap. Smart woman. Darian arrived next, already in full proud father mode. This is long overdue, he said, clapping me on the shoulder like we'd been best buddies all along. Kyle shuffled in last, looking like death warmed over. Couldn't we have just ordered takeout? Where's the fun in that? I slid a glass of water toward him. No bourbon for you, huh? His face darkened. Just making sure my brother sticks to doctor's orders. Lena's eyes flicked between us. What's going on? Darian cleared his throat. Nothing. Rayan's just adjusting. Adjusting to what? Lena pressed. I took a sip of my drink. To being back in the family, funny how a matching liver suddenly makes me worth talking to. Kyle stiffened. Here we go. No, let's hear it, Lena said, crossing her arms. Because Kyle's been real vague on why he's sick. Darian shot me a warning look. This isn't the time. It's exactly the time, I said. I pulled out my phone and slid it to Lena. Hospital records, cirrhosis, not from some tragic condition, from a decade of drinking himself stupid while Dad paid to hide it. Lena's face went pale. You lied to me? Kyle reached for her arm. Lena, it's not that simple. It's exactly that simple. She stood up, knocking her chair back. You told me it was an autoimmune thing. Darian slammed his hand on the table. Enough! You're ruining this! No, you ruined it, I said. The second you decided Kyle could do no wrong and I could do no right. Lena grabbed her purse, shaking. I'm done. The wedding's off. Lena, wait! Kyle scrambled after her, but she was already out the door. Silence. Then Sylvia turned to Darian, furious. You knew, and you let her believe it wasn't like that. Then what was it like? I asked. Because from where I'm sitting, you threw me away for failing a class but gave Kyle a free pass to destroy himself. Darian's face twisted. You're enjoying this. I stood up, tossing cash on the table. Damn right I am, because now you know how it feels to be the one who's not enough. And with that, I walked out, leaving them in the wreckage. Marcos was waiting outside, grinning. So, I smirked. Let's just say, Kyle's not getting married, and Dad's not getting my liver. 6 months later, Kyle's still waiting for a liver. Darian lost his business. And me? I'm expanding the shop. If you enjoyed watching Karma crush my toxic family, smash that like button and subscribe for more revenge stories.